Today, we will be going over the second part, picks 16 through 32 of our mock draft. Again, yesterday, Dalton and I went through picks 1 through 16. So before I bring Dalton in here to knock out the back half of this, let's just recap picks 1 through 16 before we dive too far in. So again, we did not reach for quarterbacks in this mock draft because we both firmly believe there are blue chip players available on the board who are better than quarterbacks, and we think the teams at the top are more than a quarterback away, slash are probably going to get new regimes with a longer leash. So, 1 to the Las Vegas Raiders, Travis Hunter, corner, Colorado. 2 to the New York Jets, defensive tackle, Mason Graham, Michigan. 3, or Giants, I'm so sorry, New York Giants. 3, the New England Patriots, Abdul Carter, Michigan or Penn State edge rusher. 4, Carolina Panthers, take Will Johnson, the Michigan corner. 5, Will Campbell, LSU offensive lineman to the Jaguars. 6, Shedeur Sanders comes off the board to the Tennessee Titans. 7, Cam Ward comes off to the New York Jets, where he has a chance to maybe sit a little bit. 8, Cleveland Browns select Luther Burden to add to their wide receiver room. 9, James Pierce Jr. to the Chicago Bears. 10, Tet McMillan to the New Orleans Saints to add to that wide receiver room. 11, Malachi Starks to the Cincinnati Bengals. 12, Nick Scorton to the Dallas Cowboys. 13, all-time fun pick, Ashton Jeanty to the Miami Dolphins. 14, another all-time fun pick, Tyler Warren, Penn State tight end to the Indianapolis Colts. 15, Texas A&M edge rusher Shamar Stewart to the Atlanta Falcons. And 16, safety, South Carolina, Nick Emenwori to the Arizona Cardinals. Dalton, welcome back in.
Yeah, good to be back. Always good to be back. And I am ready for the back half of this. Mm-hmm. Let's just get right into it with San Francisco here, because I think when you look at this, I don't think the way that he's talking, and I know that he talks a lot, but I don't think Debo's coming back.
I don't either.
It sure doesn't seem like Debo's coming back. When I talk to some of the guys that cover the San Francisco 49ers, it seems like he might not come back. So I think wide receiver is an option here.
It depends. Did they pick Ricky Pearsall last year anticipating that?
They could have. Different player, obviously, because there aren't many players like Debo. But that could have been the thought process there. And I don't think that they necessarily need 3. The problem with them, and we're doing this as we would do it, so it doesn't really matter all that much, but they like have kind of ignored tackle for a long time.
They have.
They've just ignored it. But with Trent Williams being 76 years old, still very good.
McKivitz also not being good opposite him.
And yes, I think that this is the perfect spot for Cameron Williams.
I do too. You could have talked me.
They love to run the ball. And Cam Williams.
And that's also why you could talk me into Kelvin Banks, because Aaron Banks is a free agent as well at left guard, or even Kelvin Banks playing right tackle. You could talk me into Kelvin Banks here too. But again, upside potential, your floor is sky high with Banks, but I think your ceiling is sky high with Williams. And so that's kind of the conversation here. I'm fine with Cameron Williams here.
Yeah.
So we're stamping our flag right here and saying that Cameron Williams will be the higher drafted Texas offensive lineman.
Well, no, we're not stamping our flag saying that's what it's going to happen. That's what we're saying we would do.
That's fair. That's also fair. Yes. The Rams shot their shot at Brock Bowers last year. Do we think they take Colson Loveland here?
Ooh.
Or do the Rams take Isaiah Bond with Cooper Kupp kind of?
I don't know if I love. I don't think
Igbuka might be a better fit than Bond. Actually,
yes.
There.
I don't think Isaiah Bond is a good fit for what they like at wide receiver. I think they want somebody who can be a blocker, can be somebody who's going to be reliable, especially over the middle of the field. And that is something that Emeka Egbuka does at an incredibly high level. their defense is so wild, man, because they just kind of throw names out there and the defense figures it out.
Yep.
So, like, I'm not – and they've absolutely smashed it with Braden Fisk and Jared Verse and Kobe Turner, and Bobby Brown's actually playing half decent right now. That's a huge win for me from way back in the day. Cameron Kitchens has been fantastic. Like, they could go corner. They could go corner.
Do you know what I want to do here, potentially?
What do you want to do?
They could go corner because – yeah, they need a corner. Ernest Jones was so good because they let him just be a crash dummy downhill. And that defense
Jalen Walker
for a long time.
Jalen Walker.
I think you could take Jalen Walker here and let him.
Let's take Jalen Walker here. I love it. Let's take Jalen Walker. Let's let him be a crash dummy. I think Jahad Campbell's better, personally. I've actually really loved Jahad Campbell and his tape as a linebacker, but. What Walker brings you as and Campbell brings it to you as well as a pass.
Campbell's
rusher.
Eyes are just a little rougher for me.
I think his eyes are better than Walker's. I think Walker is very much predetermined crashing downhill quite a bit. I think he is more of your David Long, take one gap and drive down, whereas those Alabama linebackers are both a little bit more two gapping, waiting, reading, reacting, and driving. Okay. So for me, if we're talking about having a crash dummy, I think Jalen Walker is the pick here.
Yeah.
I think if we're talking about the better overall linebacker or somebody who I have more confidence in as a pure linebacker, it would be Campbell. But I like the idea of Walker just coming downhill and being an absolute menace for them.
Yep. Let's do it. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think, need a corner. Pretty badly. I don't know if this is still too high for Savon Revel for you, but this would be like an ideal range for Savon Revel for me.
Yeah.
We can also look at Chris Godwin and the role that he's played in that offense and the age that he's getting into. But they just drafted Jalen McMillan, who they're getting production out of. So I think they might think in-house that Jalen McMillan is that Chris Godwin type player. So I was going to say Mecca Ibuka would fit that as well. But I think they do like Jalen McMillan to kind of do that. To me, it comes down to corner or edge rusher here, I think.
And maybe not even just edge rusher. Linebacker would be another one because KJ.
You could go Jihad Campbell here too.
KJ Britt's terrible. Yeah. Yaya Diaby is kind of
he's good
at a well for them. Joe Tryon has not. But they have really wasted a lot beside Vita Vea with Logan Hall.
Yes, they have.
Kalijah Kancey had a really good rookie season. He hasn't been quite as good this year. This could be a spot, and I think there are a couple of guys that kind of fit that big end role in this class as either defensive tackle or a defensive end. I think when I'm looking at this, I think Mykael Williams could be a pick here because I do like him more than Revel. I think Revel fits exactly what they've always had in their corners. And so I think that the fit with Revel here would be really, really nice. I'm just personally still a little bit lower on Revel. So how do you feel about somebody like Williams compared to Revel?
I have Revel graded higher.
Okay.
But it's probably equidistant to how like the distance you have between the two.
So where do you have Williams?
I have Williams at 22. And I have Revel at 16.
Okay. So I'm lower on both of those guys than you at this point. But I'm okay with going Revel here.
Okay.
We can do it. Let's go Revel.
Sounds good. Because I think Mykael fits Washington pretty well here.
Yeah. So this
I would say Revel would go here too, but the Lattimore trade changes things.
Yeah, for me, if Jalen Walker was still available, this would 100% be where Jalen Walker. I wouldn't even have to think twice about this one. But Walker is gone, which also brings up the idea of Jihad Campbell because it's not the same player, but he's a somewhat similar player where you can use him as a pass rusher as well. He's got the length, he's got the power, and he has some pass rush moves as well.
And their Mike is currently 80-year-old Bobby Wagner.
Yes. Their Mike is currently 80-year-old Bobby Wagner. You are not wrong there.
Their cornerback
room. Guys on the interior.
Mm-hmm. The edges, Dorrance Armstrong and Clelin Ferrell. Like the body types of those two make me think Mikael Williams would be a good fit.
Yes.
Also, versus the quality of players, I think both of those guys are. They could definitely use an upgrade.
Yes.
Their cornerback room, even with Lattimore, they're starting Benjamin St. Juste and Noah Igbinoghene in the nickel.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's...
But where do you go for corner? I mean, I think Isaiah
Thomas.
Okay, so I don't like Thomas very much.
Really?
No, did not love him. But I didn't love him because I thought he was pretty scheme specific. Okay. That scheme is this one. So if you like him, I would be okay with it. I would prefer Michael here.
Let's take another step in another direction here. Nick Allegretti at left guard, Brandon Coleman at left tackle. Would this be a Kelvin Banks pick?
Oh, young quarterback. Yeah.
I also have heard that Jaden will be very hands-on in some of the prioritization of draft needs.
Kelvin Banks.
I think that's a good call.
Kelvin Banks. Yep. Good call. I'm glad that you brought that up because that, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Los Angeles Chargers.
Colson Loveson.
I was thinking Colson Loveland, Caleb Johnson, or Emeka Egbuka. Mainly Egbuka or Loveland because their wide receiver room is so hot and cold. They need something consistent in that wide receiver room.
Yeah.
And Loveland or Egbuka bring that. Yeah. I'm okay with Loveland here because he's the higher graded player on my board as well. And Broncos fans are going to be really pissed because Broncos fans really want a tight end. And we just took both of the two guys that are probably going to go first round off the board from them.
Yeah.
I think Isaiah Bond is a good fit in Denver as well. I do know Sean Payton kind of runs a no-nonsense kind of gig there as well. So will he even be on their board? But again, we could talk about if you want to run a no-nonsense gig, then Emeka Egbuka here to the Broncos would be
a good pick. Yeah, he would be. And I've seen the Denver Broncos do the thinner, speedier wide receivers and it not really work out very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you are looking at that offense and what Sean Payton has been able to do with some really good slot receivers who might not be the best athletes in the world. And listen, Marcus Colston was like 6'5", so he was a little bit different body type than Emeka Egbuka. But I think having that solid outside weapon, somebody who can play the Z, can play the slot, can just flat out get open. I am a fan.
Can I sell one more potential option here as well?
You possibly could.
Caleb Johnson.
Yes, you could sell that to me 100%. I love Emeka Egbuka. Love him. I've loved him for years now. But there is something about that rushing attack adding Caleb Johnson that very much intrigues me.
I'll let you choose, Egbuka or Johnson.
Johnson.
Let's go. I don't hate it at all.
Let's
go. Seahawks. Seattle Seahawks. Boy, they're coming out in an area where a lot of the good offensive linemen have already gone off the board. And I think right tackle is probably their biggest need, but I mean it depends how you view Jonas Savainai, but I think I view him as a right tackle, as an offensive tackle.
I have a different opinion.
Mm-hmm. I see the foot speed and I see the arm length, and I think he can hang an offensive tackle.
I think he could hang an offensive tackle.
I know his hips are a little tight.
I have another offensive tackle that I like more.
Who? Josh. We can go Josh Simmons here.
We could go Josh Simmons here. I like Mbau more than both.
Do you think Marcus Bowe can play tackle though?
No, no, not Bo. Membao. Armand Membao.
Oh, Missouri kid.
Yes. I have not seen him lose this year. And I've not seen him lose this year.
You're a little too heavy to play tackle?
No, not at all. I think he's a great athlete. I think he's a great athlete. I didn't see him lose outside track once. Not once. And he played some very good edge rushers.
He is 292nd on PFN's draft board, by the way.
Yep. we haven't gotten there yet. We haven't gotten there yet.
Armand Membao would be an interesting pick here because, again, I think you could kick him to guard if you need to because Lakin Tomlinson is a veteran.
Membao is just somebody who blew me away when I watched him, and I know he's very, very low on PFN's mock draft simulator right now. I will get that fixed. But I think he's one of the best players in the country. I think there's been a lot of talk about him playing at guard, but I think the issues that I've seen from him are maybe some core strength issues, but it's almost specifically a couple of reps where he kind of got walked back by LT Overton, and he's 280 pounds. I never saw him against guys who were coming from wide, coming straight through his chest, no issues if they were under 280 pounds. So I don't really have many issues with him. There's no issues with him as an athlete. He's a Feldman freak. He has the length to play on the outside. I don't understand the guard comps for him or the guard talk for him. I think he's a freaky tackle.
I thought his feet were a little heavy when I watched him, but I'm definitely open to going back and cross-checking my thoughts on him.
Yeah, he blew me away. I didn't expect him to blow me away, but
he did just declare for the NFL draft as well. So he's officially coming out.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I missed that, but that's awesome. I think this next pick is incredibly simple.
Josh Simmons here.
It's Josh Simmons.
Yeah.
It's Josh Simmons. Yep.
Yep.
And we might not have Josh Simmons.
He's 121 on.
Oh, is he?
Board. Yeah.
All right.
Houston Texans. There. This is also another area where I would have gone Caleb Johnson. I also would have gone Colson Loveland here as well. Both either of those players were still on the board.
This one's very, very simple for me.
I think Tyler Booker. Or if so you're projecting Jonah as a guard.
Would you rather Booker or the potential upside of Savinai? Because I
take Savinai.
I loved Booker's tape at left guard, and they specifically need left guard.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing. Like, you don't have to project anything.
Yes.
And I do think Booker transformed his body a lot as well. He's rock solid. Mm-hmm. For this specific instance, I think I would be okay with Booker. I think overall I will have Savinai graded higher than Tyler Booker.
Yes. So for me, Booker is at 31 and Savinai is at 32. They're literally tags touching. And one of them, exactly. I don't have to project the other one I did.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm fine with Tyler Booker right here.
Cool.
25. The Green Bay Packers. Dude, I don't think they go offensive line, even though I think they could use one because they haven't they drafted Jordan Morgan in the first round last year. Mm-hmm. I look at edge rusher potentially for them after trading Preston Smith. I could also be talking to defensive tackle.
We still have Michael on the board.
We still have that fits. That tracks. There's no need to like try to reach on Landon Jackson or Uman Bielan if Michael Williams is still on the board here.
Yeah, I think that's the pick here.
Yep. Steelers is really easy, too. It's the same pick I make every single time when he's on the board. It's Emeka Egbuka, and that wide receiver makes way too much sense to me.
Uh-huh. Imagine picking a wide receiver that doesn't have any off. This is where Isaiah Bond goes. This is where Isaiah Bond goes.
Oh, my gosh.
This is where – am I wrong? They can't pick what – I mean, maybe they just did with the Michigan cat. Maybe they finally pick somebody who has decent character, but maybe can't play football.
He hasn't played all season, so
I know. Yeah. But they consistently take character.
They do
issue red flag.
Yeah, they do.
At that position,
usually not first round though. Never first round.
Yeah,
they let them slide to them, and then they'll take them.
Yeah.
Which Emeka Egbuka thing might happen with Bond? Yeah.
Yeah, let's go Emeka Egbuka here.
At this point, I think we're trending towards Bond not being a first round pick.
I don't quite know. I actually do know where he might go.
Are you looking at Buffalo?
No. I'm looking at the next pick. But anyways.
The Minnesota Vikings.
No, no, no. The next pick after Buffalo. Philadelphia.
Oh, Philadelphia. Okay.
Egbuka goes to the Steelers.
Yeah, Egbuka to the Steelers. Minnesota Vikings.
This sucks. They because
a renaissance out of Jerry Tillery, dude.
What's up?
It's been a renaissance out of Jerry Tillery in Minnesota.
This is where I would have absolutely loved
Michael
to go with Caleb Johnson.
Caleb Johnson. Yeah.
But
yeah.
But he's no longer on the board.
They run a lot of gap power too, though, so I wouldn't be scared away from Omarion Hampton here.
Yeah. You know how I feel about Nick Singleton.
That's true. That's true.
I don't know. And maybe we do finally get the Nick Singleton hype in the playoffs if they actually turn around and feed him the football. But I do kind of think at the end of the day, he just doesn't get the hype because he doesn't get the football the way that those other guys do.
Yeah. I'm also kind of looking at the cornerback room, though, and they're starting Stephon Gilmore and Byron Murphy Jr.
Yes.
With no young players behind him.
Shaq Gilmore is a million years old.
Are there, like, they need a young corner. I don't love any of the corners left on the board besides maybe Azuri Thomas here.
I do.
Are you talking about Willie?
No. I went back and watched Willie, and I'm very much where Willie should probably go. But I believe he's going back to school. I believe he kind of tweeted that out the other day. He tweeted out running it back. So
That means
what I said. That's the going back to school tweet. Yeah. Maxwell Harrison for me.
Interesting, because I was also considering, like, he's twitched up, dude. He scares me because he kind of has a little Emmanuel Forbes body type to him.
I don't think he's thin, but he's
tiny.
He scares me more, like, if you have to make him think. But if you're going to send 5 and 6 guys all the time and just say, hey, you cover that guy, I think that he can do that really well.
Yeah, I like Maxwell Harrison a lot.
Yeah.
I like Maxwell Harrison a lot.
Are you cool with that pick?
I'm very cool with that pick.
Let's do it.
Next one is pretty easy for me, position-wise, the Buffalo Bills. I think it's a defensive tackle based on the positions we have left on the board. But then it comes down to preference. Do you like Walter Nolan, Tyreek Williams, or Derek Harmon? Or Kenneth Grant. I think Kenneth Grant's a little too nose tackly to take this high, but I think they need a defensive tackle pretty badly.
You know who I love is, and Daquan Jones is getting older. I think that they could go one tech here. I absolutely loved the tape of Texas defensive tackle. I loved Alfred Collins' tape, dude. I think he might be the best pure run defending defensive tackle I've ever watched.
Really?
Just his ability. First of all, 35-inch arms, and he uses them to perfection. His ability to dissect blocks is insane. There's just an absolute frustration in his inability to rush the quarterback at all. And for those arms and for the power that he has in his hands, and he's a decent athlete, I just don't get why he's so freaking bad at rushing the passer. But he's, like, legitimately doesn't bring anything as a pass rusher.
But did you draft that guy first round then?
That's the problem. I don't think...
Or do you just need a body next to Ed Oliver to free up Ed Oliver? But then, what's the difference of drafting... So then what's the gap, though, of drafting Alfred Collins round 1 versus Jamari Caldwell round 5?
Exactly. That's the problem with drafting a nose tackle in the first round or two.
Yeah. I would probably lean Harmon here.
Yeah.
I love Tyreek, but, like, I don't love what Tyreek has done with his hands and his pass rush ability over the past 2 years, and it's absolutely nothing.
Yeah. And that's the problem with Tyreek as well. Are there any edge rushers potentially? Because
Landon Jackson, Prince Emmanuelin would be the two here. Unless there's somebody on the board way lower.
Vaughn's a million years old. Casey Tuhill is Casey Tuhill. They have AJ Epinesa and Gregory Rousseau, but
Mike Green has some first round hype. I don't see the first round hype on that player.
But we don't need to talk about him in the first round for us. Maybe it's a predictive, but
Overton, I would think is going to is back to school too. I think. So I think probably we're looking at Landon Jackson or Princely here.
That age. Do you like that option more than Harmon?
Not really.
Neither do I. Let's go Harmon here.
Philadelphia Eagles. You said this was the Isaiah Bond pick.
Yeah.
I also think they could really use an edge rusher.
They could.
And Landon Jackson kind of fits.
Yes. What Vince, he fits what Vic likes.
Yeah. They could also use a linebacker and go Jahad Campbell.
Yeah, but Zach Bond's been fucking awesome.
He has. And I guess N'Kobe Dean's been fine too.
Yeah. And they just drafted Jeremiah Trotter. I think that they could go edge.
Okay. Do you like Bond, Landon Jackson pick in that fit better than Bond?
The problem is they don't have a wide receiver three. Jahan Dotson
stinks,
which really sucks because I love Jahan
Dotson. Yeah, but do you take wide receiver threes in the first round? That you're predominantly
This is
where I would take Xavier Restrepo in like round two or round three for them.
Yeah, and I mean like this is the second round anyways at this point. More first rounders. We haven't seen a first rounder in a while. And so it bothers me less, but this team has always been built in the trenches. Always. And it doesn't matter how many wide receivers you throw with this passing attack.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much better it's going to get.
No.
So
it's pretty capped out. Yeah.
Edge here. And do you?
I think Jackson over Princely.
Okay. That's how I feel personally. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that you feel that way as well. I love Brandon Jackson. My edge guy is my buddy, John Onan. He's somebody who I trust dearly with edge, and he loves Princely, but I still like Jackson more personally.
Yep.
So.
Kansas City, I mean, this is low-key a Bond fit. They just drafted Worthy last
year. They just drafted Isaiah Bond 1.0.
This could also be an Omarion Hampton fit, an angry runner here.
This could
if you don't want to give Pacheco a new deal in the offseason or Nixington Omarion Hampton here.
I have a bit of a curveball here to throw at you. What about Elik Ayumanor?
Okay. I think he's going back to school, but he's on the board here, so he has announced it. School, I mean a different school as well. But
God, I hope he doesn't go back to Stanford. No. That's a guy who's going to go to Notre Dame, right?
Like, I mean, he's already met the academic standards. Like, he might as well just. Yeah.
Right.
I think Elik Ayumanor would be a good fit. I know they just threw a first-round pick at a wide receiver last year. They have Rashi Rice coming back. Do you think that's too much of an overlap, or do you think Rashi Rice just can control the middle and you let Elik run it and run it up?
Yeah, that's kind of.
They bring DeAndre back. Did they re-sign DeAndre though?
That's also true. And then we're not even really talking about wide receiver at that point.
You could also talk about offensive tackle because their offensive tackles they can't find a left tackle. Kingsley, unless they want to see if they can develop Kingsley Suamatia in one offseason and come back to him next year. But Jonas Avai and I would be the highest graded offensive lineman on the board. You could take a risk on Connerly right here.
That's where I'm looking at it. I'm looking at Connerly here a little bit. And I don't love it, but do you get more out of that than you do wide receiver?
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
I think you have to take a shot at an athlete. I think you need a freaking athlete at left tackle.
It's Connerly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's do it. And that leaves the Detroit Lions, who if DJ Reader was a clean bill of health 100% of the time, I would feel good about their defensive tackle room. I think they could use a long-term edge opposite Aiden Hutchinson, even though Zadarius Smith is still under contract for another year. I'm pretty cool in their wide receiver room now that Jameson Williams has become an actual thing you can count on.
I mean, he's somebody, and it's so funny because Jameson Williams is exactly who I thought Jameson Williams was going to be.
Yep.
Somebody who catches three or four passes a game, but it's for like 80 yards. And that is a huge impact.
Yes.
Yep. So
I kind of like Donovan Jackson here.
Donovan Jackson here. Interesting. Okay. I'm not opposed to that. I really like Donovan Jackson.
I could just go Donovan Jackson or like a one tech or like Kenneth Grant or Tyreek, like a run stuffy kind of guy. Tyreek Williams, Kenneth Grant, Donovan Jackson make the most sense.
What is Frank Ragnow's contractual situation?
Oh, are you thinking Marcus here?
Mm-hmm. Because, first of all, Ragnow's awesome, but
he signed through 2026, so
okay.
Let's check for any outs because he also hasn't been healthy. And I remember correctly, he's kind of been contemplating retirement over the past couple of years.
And we've seen a bunch of offensive linemen retire pretty early recently.
He can be cut for only $4.8 million in dead money, and they'll save $9.25 and then $3.6 in dead money in 2026 to save $12.75.
Okay.
So not bad at all.
Not bad at all. So Bo
and Marcus Bo could play guard too.
Marcus Bo could play guard as well. Marcus Bo could even play freaking tackle. Like he's that level.
He's very Elgton Jenkins-y.
Yes. And you don't really want guys to do that because I think it does incredibly increase the risk of injury in those guys. And so you could look still on, like you said, on the defensive side of the ball. And I think you could even look at you could look at like a one tech type, or you could even, again, I know that he is inconsistent, but the upside with Walter Nolan is
good.
And this is a situation beside Aleem McNeil where I think that could probably work.
Yeah. And an infrastructure where like they expect you to be professional.
Yes. Yes.
So let's look at your board then. Who's the highest graded player on your board of all those names you've mentioned? Tyreek, Walter, Nolan, Marcus Bo, or Donovan Jackson?
It would be...
Or Kenneth Grant. You can throw Kenneth Grant there too.
I think it would be Bo. It would be Bo. Yep.
The mentality of Marcus Bo fits very well with a knee biter as well.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. He's going to test off the charts. Dane Brugler mocked him in the first round in his last mock draft, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, we both love him. So
I've loved him
cool since. I'm cool with it. Savine and I still on the board, but I think the versatility of Bo is even greater. And again, like, just not sure what the long term is with Frank Ragnow at this point. So,
yeah, cool. I love that. Let's go, Bo. So again, let's go through this whole thing. We did the top half at the beginning of the episode, but we'll go back through it. The Raiders take Travis Hunter first overall, Mason Graham to the Giants, Abdul Carter to the Patriots, Will Johnson to the Panthers, Will Campbell to the Jaguars, Shador Sanders to the Titans, Cameron Ward to the Jets, Luther Burden to the Browns, James Pierce Jr. to the Bears, Tedrow McMillan to the Saints, Malachi Starks to the Bengals, Nick Scorton to the Cowboys, Ashton Janty to the Dolphins, Tyler Warren to the Colts, Shamar Stewart to the Falcons, Nick Emanwori to the Cardinals, Cameron Williams to the 49ers, Jalen Walker to the Rams, Siobhan Revel to the Buccaneers, Kelvin Banks to the Commanders, Colson Loveland reunites with Jim Harbaugh in Los Angeles with the Chargers, Caleb Johnson to the Broncos, Armon Membau to the Seahawks, Josh Simmons to the Ravens, Tyler Booker to the Texans, Mykal Williams to the Packers, Emeka Egbuka to the Steelers, Maxwell Hairston to the Vikings, Derek Harmon to the Buffalo Bills, Landon Jackson to the Philadelphia Eagles, Josh Connerly Jr. to the Kansas City Chiefs, and Marcus Bo to the Detroit Lions to round it out.
What's your favorite pick? And don't make it an obvious one. Don't make
I won't do Janty to the
Dolphins. Like Tyler Warren.
Whatever.
Obviously.
Jalen Walker to the freaking Rams, man. Like, that's first team all crash dummy right there.
Yeah. For me, it's Tyler Booker to the Texans.
I do like that.
I love that.
Caleb Johnson to the Broncos, too.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. That's a big one. That is a big one. And I always love getting a real weapon for Justin Herbert. Love Justin Herbert. I want Justin Herbert to be that MF-er at the NFL level.
Yep. And so, they run a lot of 12 personnel anyway, so you don't need to keep Loveland in line a whole lot. So
nope.
Keep Will Disley around. Yeah. Throws exactly. Will around. So yeah, that's a great one too. Yeah. Marcus Bowden is the Lions too, dude. I can get on board with that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's it.
Well, that rounds out our mock draft. Mm-hmm. So we'll see you next week. We're getting more creative with our content schedule. Now we don't have games to talk about. There's going to be a lot more prospect specific stuff to talk about, which is the best time of the year. So, and we got the Shrine Bowl coming up next month. So that'll be fun to talk about getting into February Shrine Bowl, Senior Bowl. And then we're on the home stretch. So until next time, this has been the Daft on Draft podcast.